Well, Simon Shin Tezayin Sif Yud Aleph. Lo Yishav Sheif Beraglov Roik Al Gabe Kalkem. That means someone spit on the Kalkem, and it is not too pleasant to pass by this Kalkem and seeing the spit on the Kalkem. So perhaps normally during the week, if he would spit, he would go and with his shoes, he would rub over the Kalkem and that would get rid of the unsightly spit which is on the Kalkem. That could be done during the week. But in Shabbos, Lo Yishav Sheif Beraglov, Roik Al Gabe Kalkem, should not rub with his feet the saliva which is on the Kalkem. Mishum Demash Megumais. That means by rubbing with your feet Al Gabe Kalkem, this is a pool of Ashwuy Gumis. That means there are Helke Kalke which are lower than others. And by rubbing on the Kalke, the Gumis will be filled up. Aval Muta Lindosai Lefi Tumai. But if he'll walk over this saliva which is on the Kalkem, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, so by walking over on this saliva, he accomplishes that this Roik somehow will be covered with the Kalkem. But he's walking, he's not being Mishafshef. She'enoi miskavel l'mareyach l'hashveis gumais. He doesn't have a kavoneh to be mashve gumais. The word l'mareyach will explain soon. Va'avol gav de memele memareyachu. That means this process of walking over the saliva automatically brings some sort of ashwiye gumes. Kilay mechavein, but if he is not, he doesn't have an intent of ashwiye gumes, shari, it's permissible, mishum mi isuso. Because since the saliva on the kalkem is mos, so even though there's a possibility of a shvuye gumais, afal pikein they were matter because this is a double mos. And we'll come back to the lashon of the mechaber soon, but let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Al gabe kalka. So here we said, so the first halacha of the mechaber is a clear-cut halacha. That means there's roik on the kalke, there's saliva on the kalke, which is moist, and a person wants to be mishapshif to rub with his feet over this area to make sure that this roik should be covered, should not be visible. So it says this is also mishum demash v'gumais. We are playing with isurei de'eraisa of choyresh or boinem. So memele it is also. Now the Mishnah Berurah says about gabe ritzpo. What is if it is paved? There's a floor. It's not al gabe kalke. He's in the house and there's a floor and there's some saliva on the floor and he wants to be mishamshim on the floor to be mevatel the roik. So ba'etzem, if there's a ritzper there's no shaila mashvi'in gumes, there's a flaw. So there's no shaila whatsoever. But Talya looked at the simin shin lamed zayin siv beis, Rabbi kibud habayis b'merutzev ayin sham. That means there's a big machlokes in simin shin lamed zayin. Is one permitted to sweep the floor in Shabbos? A floor that is covered with boards or stones, that means with tiles, with slats.
Explain the
that it seems to say one chayish for this. So it was a floor. If you sweep the floor, there is no shaila of mashwiya gumis. It's a smooth floor, no shaila. But there is a big shaila in Shulchan Aruch that Chazal Vagoyza, that means Yankel is going to sweep the floor in his house. And Bezel, well, if Yankel's allowed to sleep in Shabbos, I'll also sleep in Shabbos. Now, Yankel has a tile floor, a wooden floor, and Bezel has a earthen floor. So the Ramah says that all floors are also. You can't differentiate between this floor and this floor. So Mamelem, Ulema Doisa Shambachal Gavni, the Ramah said we were Goizem, a Marutzim Nikke floor, or to the floors which are earthen floors. Who had in Hoche Doisa Afal Gabiritzma? So Mamelem, this Halochen, that we said on an earthen floor, one is not permitted to be mishamshif beraglov the roik. So even though he's fortunate enough to have a floor, a wooden floor or a tile floor, but we cannot be mekel. Now, before we go further, but the Bir Aloche says that this is only if in the city there are houses like this and houses like this, so then they didn't want to differentiate and say this house is permitted, this house is not permitted. But if a roiv of the floors of the city, or bizmaneinu misama, we have all the floors of the city are merutzev, and then it's mutter. So Mamel the Mishnah Berurah is just speaking about La Halacha, what the Ramah is speaking about, and the Ramah did not have the situation that roiv of the floors were merutzev. So it's just that the Ramah says, even though I'll have a merutzev nikke floor, but they were geizer a merutzev nikke floor or to an earthen floor. That's all what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lemaise, if we will have a city that roiv of the floors are tiled or wooden floors, so then we would not, so then it would be mutter. But we have the same shaila. Let's say we have a chotzer, we have a yard. We have a yard. Now, many people have an earthen yard, and some people, they have cement or tar there. Then already we will get now back into the shaila of Shilam Medayin. Here there's no roiv. People have earthen yards also. There's no shaila about it. So then we would have this halacha that's nageya, that even though, let's say, his yard, there's cement there or there's tar there, but this is the one guy's one chotzer or to another chotzer. Fine. So far we're talking about the iser of a shvuye gumes, which means that there are holes in there are cavities in the earth, and by rubbing this area, I'm filling up the cavities. So there's an iser of a shvuye gumes, which is awesome. Yeah. And he says, but now let's talk about another case, which will be very negeya for other halachas. Let's say there was a roik on a safsol on a bench, And someone wants to, Beraglov, he wants to rub on the Sabsol that somehow that the Sroik should be Nivla in the Sabsol. That's what he wants to do. Sorry. So this is Ichamuta, Blei Shayech Blazeh Shmuye Gumeis. That means we're not speaking about floors, we're speaking about a keli. And so by a keli, in the Zichon HaShayech is Shmuye Gumeis. Right? So a Sabsol is no Shayech. Umishum Meruach Gufe. Now he starts thinking about the Issa Mimareach. Now there is an Issa Mimareach. Let us speak. We had already before we learned a little bit about the Issim and Mareyach. If there's a hole in the chovis and someone wants to put shava there and he wants to smooth out the wax in order to cover the hole, there's an Issim and Mareyach. The Issim and Mareyach is to smooth out a surface. The surface could be leather. They used to smooth it out to make it more usable. The service can be a type of an ointment. Let's say that it's brought down. If you have, let's say you have a Band-Aid and you have an ointment on the Band-Aid. Now, I want to smooth out the ointment. So this goes into Meleches Memareyach. Here, Meleches Memareyach, use a bar of soap. It's called, by using the soap, I'm smoothing out the soap. So now, he is speaking about, by being mishavshev, the roik, so he's like spreading it out and smoothing it out, like this was, let's say, one clump, and now he's spreading and smoothing it out. So this is a Mogen Avraham. L'shayich miruach elot shememareyach eize dover al gabi chaveroi v'kavonosoi sheyis mareyach avol kan roitze sheyie nivlo. Now, this is a Mogen Avraham, and he said a big mouthful, and we will elaborate a little on what he said. So the Mogen Avraham said, the Issa of Mamareyach is, Shemamareyach eze dover al gabi chaveroi. That means I have two surfaces. I have one surface. And then over this surface, I put, let's say, an ointment, and I want that this ointment should be spread out evenly over the first surface. I want to smoothen out the second surface over the first surface. Shemareyach eize dover al gabi chaveroi. V'kavonova soy sheyis mareyach, it should smooth out. So then there's an Issa Memareyach. Avol kan roitze shiye nivla. Here he doesn't want that there should be, we're talking about it's on a bench or whatever it is. He doesn't want that there should be a level of roik spread out evenly over the sabsel, over the bench. He wants, it should be completely nivla in the bevek, and he doesn't want it to be seen. Or the Mogen Avraham is speaking about kark over here. He says the whole problem is the shvuye gumis of the kark. I mean, the shamish of the kark. So there are cavities in the kark which will be filled up. So there's a yisur of a shvuye gumis. But the roik that will be spread out in this process of shivshuv, I don't want this roik to be spread over the karka. I want that the roik should be nivla in the karka. So therefore, als memareyach is bechlau no shayla. The whole shayla is only a shayla of a shvuye gumis. There's no shayla memareyach.
Not the shvuye gumis, but
here's where you use a bed, and you say, someone puts ointment on the skin. They don't want it. They want it to be absorbed into the skin.
We're going to talk about that soon. We're going to talk about that soon. Now, so, the Chut Shoni, Reb Nissim Karelev, says, we see Chazal asked a ratiyah is a band-aid with an ointment on the ratiyah, or to put an ointment on the skin. So one is not permitted to spread it out. That is klal. So he says, so he asks a pertinent question. He asks, one is not permitted to smear it out. That means I have some ointment here. I have a whole area which I want covered with ointment. So he spread out the ointment to cover the complete area. So he says, an ointment to complete a complete area, the avshenitzorich le'etzem hachalokev. I don't need exactly that the ointment should be smooth, but I'm smoothing out the ointment that the ointment should cover this complete area. Mikol mokim, imach l'kidei shetagia hamishche l'chol mokim. That means if I have a chunk of ointment to one place, I want the ointment to cover the complete area. So I'm spreading out and smoothing out the ointment in order that it should cover the complete area. That's also mamareyach. That's mamareyach, even though I don't theoretically have a direct intent that it should be smooth. But the only way it's going to cover the whole area is by smoothing out the ointment. That's mamareyach.
Is there like a grip?
No. That I don't know. Now, so let's. That's speaking about the issue of mamareyach. But now we have here a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said a mouthful of issues, but here by Roik there's no shaila mamareyach because he wants it should be nivla. He wants it should be nivla. He doesn't want that there should be. That means like this. Let us just take one bad example, and then we'll come to our case. And there's a shaila. We pass can ein miruach boichlin. The boichlin is no din miruach. But if a person wants to make a peanut butter sandwich, he wants to make a bread and butter sandwich. And if we would say yes miruach boichlin. So Mela, he's spreading out, he wants the bread, should have a coating of butter, should have a coating of peanut butter, he's spreading it out over the whole bread. So theoretically, this is miruach. Baruch Hashem, ein miruach boichlin. So one is permitted to do this. Fine. So now, we're having now, let's say a person has an infection of some sort and he wants to put an ointment. So before we'll speak about spreading out the ointment over the area, let us just say what is zikha mutter and what should be done, which the Chazani says, and Rav Shmuel Vozner says, that means if a person has some sort of an infection, and he needs to put, let's say, antibiotic or a different type of an ointment on this infection. So he has a din, there's a shayla of refuah. He has a din of a chayla shem by sakoneh. So the shayla of refuah is not negeya. Refuah is mutter for chayla shem by sakoneh. Fine. So now, what does he do? So Lalochi does, so the Chazenish says, you take some ointment, you put it over the area. We're not talking about smearing it. You put it over there, a chunk of ointment. You can take a gauze thread and put the gauze thread over. Whatever will spread out, it'll spread out. The heat of the body will make it spread out more. That is mutter lechatchila. That for achilah shem beiskana. This is mutter. This is noyig by bris, and they do this. You put ointment on a goat's head. A woman that has a breast infection, also the same thing. You put ointment on a goat's head, and you put it al gufa, and that is mutter lechatchila. Now let us go a step further. Now, when I take out the ointment, so the ointment normally is in a tube. So I squeeze out the tube, and now you have a beautiful, the ointment that comes out nice and thin and dark and smooth, and when I get it out of the tube. So that all the place can say that's not shayla mamareich. That what came out of the tube that's smooth and that's not mamareich. So this is icha muta. But now we have here Mogen Avraham that says that if it's nivla kulay beguf, there's no mamareich. Now, so others say the Marsham and the Minchas Yitzchok say that L'chayre Me'ikar Adin, it says, it's a little scary. He says sometimes the medical advice would be that it should not be completely absorbed by the skin. You should have a layer of ointment over the skin which will slowly penetrate the skin. So if that is the case, so then you're going to spread it out nice. That's Chilul Shabbos. That's Mamareyach. If it's medically advised that it should be, there's no inyan that it should be over the skin. The whole inyan, it should be completely absorbed in the skin. So then, there are mekilim. Al tzis mogen avrom. And then we can get into big shilos. You're allowed to polish shoes on Shabbos, also mamareach, and so others differentiate. It's different. And another say could be it's not. That's not exactly the vault. Could be the vault is not that when it's completely absorbed, there's no memareyach. No, here he doesn't want it b'chalal. He doesn't want that the reich should be, that could be, that is pshat in the Mogen Avraham. That means not if I want that it should, I want this ointment to get absorbed by the skin, so then it could be it's also. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to be mitzvah to say. Here, the Mogen Avraham, he doesn't want it, he wants to get rid of it. He wants it to be completely nivra. Akaponim, there are chiluke deis, there are mekilim. If mitzvah, medically, it is preferable that it should be completely absorbed in the skin, there are the Minchas Yitzchok, and is mitzadad lahokol, that one is permitted to rub it in completely, that it doesn't go into the Issa Memareyach. Now, we just became informed that by the Roik, there's no Issa of Memareyach. That's what the Mogen Avraham told us. He wants it to be Nivla. So now let us again look at the Lashon of the Mechaber. Now the Lashon of the Mechaber is very unclear. Now the Mechaber started the Yishav Shev Beraglov Roy Kalgabi Karke Mishum Damash Vegumais. So when the Mechaber started talking, he didn't speak anything about the Issam Amareyah. And now that we know the Mogen Avraham, there's no Issam Amareyah over here. Because he wants it to be Nivla Bekarke. So the Mechaber said that the whole shail over here is Ashwiyigumis. That's all, that's the problem over here. Avamuta ledose lefi tumay lefi sheni miskamim lemareyach ulahashvis gumeis. All of a sudden he starts speaking about he's not miskamim lemareyach ulahashvis gumeis. Avagav demamalei mareyach u kilei mechavin shorim yishum yisusa. So later, somehow the mechava brought in mareyach. So there's a very choshev seifem. Ravida Shulchan, he says that according to this Mogen Avraham, the Mechaba is not at all concerned about the Issam Amareach of the Reich. The Reich, he wants it to be Nivla Bakaka. That what he says, Amareach, the Loshim Reich means he wants to smooth out. He's only speaking about the smoothing out of the Karka. That is his sole concern. When he mentions Amareach, he means the smoothing out of the Karka. He's not speaking at all about the Reich, which is being spread out, because that is not a problem. Now, so let us go further. So we said, to be Mishavshev, he sees the Reich there and it bothers him. He wants to stand with his foot and rub over this area till the Reich disappears. That he's not permitted to do Mishavshev, because he's Mashvigumis. He's allowed to walk over it. Lefi tumay, she'enay miskaven l'mareyach u'lahashveis gumes. He has no intent to be mashve the gumes. V'afal gav demamei l'mareyach hu klei mechaven shori mishum yisus. Now, so let us see what the mechaba was meiko. V'afal gav the memele memareach. That means like this. When a person walks over, you have a right over Kalka, and he's walking over it. Now, in the process of walking, especially if he shuffles his feet a little bit, there will be some sort of shivshuf. That means he's walking and he's walking over the Kalka, he'll accomplish that the Reich will get covered. But at the same time, with this walking process, he could bring about Ashwiya Gumis. He could do this. Or so now he says like this, Va'av al gav the memele, kloimam, the lefomim memareach, and he memareach, when they're speaking about Ashwiya Gumis, now we're not speaking about the miruach of the Reich. Ve'ika lemecha, so now there are two things over here. When he walks over, the process of walking might be mashvigumais. But we have to know this problem, he might be mashvigumais, is a double shayne miskaven. He doesn't have kabone to be mashvigumais. So that is muto. So he says like this. By walking over, sometimes he's mareyach. V'kelemeimar shema yishka v'chavein v'yashvigumis. Maybe you should make a gzeir already. Since by walking over, there is, in the process of walking over, there is a slight ashvuyegumis. And if we're permitting him to walk over, maybe he might come and really be mashvigumis. That there we had a whole shayla but rubbing off the teeth of the shoes, and again there might be a shayla of mechaven to be ashvuyah gumis. Mikol makim hachi shori mishum miisusa. That means even though there would be a makim to be geizer, drisa ato shemo yechaven v'yashvuyah gumis, but this gzeira they didn't make because since it's mos for the person, so they permitted him to walk, and walking is a davar sheini miskaven. Walking is not a psikreisha, so they permitted him to walk, and they weren't geizer. Mishum v'yisuse. Soli mishum miisus. So now he explains, Afal pi shebeish shedoires al haroik, motzui, when he's walking over it, motzui shemishavshev gam kemaat, in the walking process, there is a type of a shimshuf, afal pike. So let's be going. Maybe he's making a shimshuf. This shimshuf is mutter, but maybe it might make a more serious shimshuf. Afal pike nitir mishum yisusa kivin mishavshev heino veheino. This shimshuf that he is making is not a sincere shimshuf, like having sikresha. What he is doing is not a sikresha, that the will be yeshwayigum, and that's why this is mutter. V'dav kekshuhu b'derech hiluchoy. So that means if this is while he's walking, so we permitted him to step over the roik. And even though the step to go with this a small shifshuf, they were matter. Av shehu miskaven lidrois al horik, so even though he has kabonet to step over the roik, in order to cover the roik, avoy miskaven lamoch, he has no kabonet to be ashwi yegumis. Avol osa leilech limkoim horoik kidei lidreis olav dezeh einei nikre lefitumai. That means, but if he has no reason to walk over it, and he has no intent to walk over it, he just sees roik and he's going over there to take, he's going to step on it in order to be mavatel the roik, deze ene nikre tehilach lefi tumay, ele yelech viyatzig ragle al horoik viyizor shlo yishav shev klal. That means if he has no intent of walking in that area, that's out of his way, he just wants to walk over the roik to be mavatel the roik. So if he's doing that, so then, but he has no interest to walk in that direction. So then it's only mutter to stand on top of it, a good talk, but you're not to move your feet at all. There's a mutter, the whole covenant. Al kaponim, so we head over here as follows. If there's a roik on the karka, and through shifshuf he could be mevatel the roik, but at the same time he's mashvegume, so they asked shifshuf, but hiluch is mutter, hiluch lepitumay is mutter, he's walking, so whatever bitul haroik will come out through the walking, since it's not a psikresha, that there will be a shvuyegumis, so this is permissible. Kosa amogin avrom, hoidne, teleka de kopin beroik mishum miisuse. That means when we learn this aloche, we learn this aloche in reality, walking over the roik, over the saliva, with a kavone that the walking should be mamatol the roik. So, and through the walking process, there is a small shimshuf. And really, there'd be a mokim to be going, so maybe he'll make a shimshuf become on it. But we bent backwards, it's most, so we didn't make this ktera. Zoksa Morgan Avron, that was Bizman Chazal. Ho idno de leke de kopit beroik mishum isusa. But Bizmaneno people are not so Edel, it doesn't bother them. They see like on the floor. Doesn't bother them. We got a little toughened that doesn't, we're not before knocking. So, Lizoil, Shalayeshim, Shibshim, Shadayris, Olof. So now, if he walks over it, like this, we said, but the Adsam Drisat process. There is a small type of shifshuf while walking over it, and that we were matter, we didn't make a gzeire, but it, because mishum yisusa, but bizman hazeh, people are not mefunokim, it doesn't bother them, so we answered the reason, I feel it was a small shifshuf. We will only permit him to put his foot on top of it, and that's it. But to walk over it will not be matter bizmaneinu. That is my saliva. But what is the phlegm that comes when that's when I think about saliva, speaking about phlegm, or that what comes out from the nose when one sneezes? This is ichemoyis bismanayna also. So now, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is applicable bismaneinu. If there's not saliva, there's phlegm on the carcass, so then we have this halacha, one is permitted to walk over it, even though there's a shif mat, it's not a situation, this is mutter. Uve beis haknesses, what in a shul, afilu b'roik shari lidreis olam lefi tumayim b'noigim by COVID. That means even though we're not lefunokim, but out of the COVID of the Beis HaKnesses, it is not the COVID of that mokim that there should be roik on the floor. So even though there's no mi'isusa on roik, they were makom. Look. You have to know if Reim from the city is Ritzkus or not Ritzkus. You go by the Reim of the city. We're not talking about. He's not talking about Bismaneinu. He's speaking about that some are Zayin, some are Zayin. So he wasn't Mako. He wasn't Mako. So you can't. I mean, the Dirshu brings down the Bir Aloch and Bismaneinu, right? But in Mishnah Berurah, he was not up to that. He was going, according to the Ramah, some are like this, some are like this. So in a shul, you can't be saying, well, this shul is Marutzah. Not all shuls were Marutzah. So Memele, so he had to come up. And the Mogen Avraham says, Mishumi Yisusa, it's not applicable, Bisman, as I would not such big Mufanokim. But as covered by Sakhnev says, we can be Michael. The nearer the fellow be basic, Shahu Merutsev, Ein Lahachme Baroik Yasame Balecha. Now he wants to say, in his house, if it's Merutsev, so really we have a Shulchan Aruch that says it's Mutta. Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutta by Reik. The Mogen Avraham says it's also. Because Bismaneinu, it's not mefunokim, but he says bismaneinu in his house. If his floor is merutzev, so miikar we have a mechaber that says afilu akalkin derech rishis mutter. The woman says no, bismaneinu not. So in the merutzev nike house, we could be mako. That means, even though we're going to Merutzah, the Merutzah, but we have the Mechabah, this Mesusa, so we won't take on the Chumrah of the Mogen Avraham in his house. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sif Yud Beis. Chaya v'oif shebirshusoi muta letzoidon v'hu shaloi yimroidu. Avolim murdim also letovsom afilu bechotza imachotza godel shim legodloi bein b'nei odom hoyu tzrichen mitzuda. Now let us just explain a little bit isabenik. When have our machlekes and mechaber and the Ramah, let us just get the Shita Samachaba. We are speaking about Chaya Vo'oif Shebel Shusai. That means we are speaking about animals, a cat, an oif. Shebel Shusai, that means they are in his rishus. Every night they come, they board by him, they eat by him. Fine, they're his animals, and fine. Now he sees them outside. He wants them to come back in the house. He wants to come back in the house, and they're a little stubborn. So now they're outside. They're a little stubborn. So the Mechaber Paskin, so I have to do our case, don't come back into the house. That means they're, it's a little difficult to get them in. It's not too much of a big deal. They're not so obedient. He say, go in. He looks me in the face. Right, okay, but if I'll start chasing him, we'll go into the house. So the Mechaber holds, in this situation, there's no tzeda whatsoever. Because in Yisod, this animal is a domesticated animal. He lives here. He's going to come home at night. He's going to eat here. So this is his home. If you're chasing him to go to his home, and that's where he's going to go by himself, it's not called you trapped him. Now it's in the middle of the afternoon, and he looks outside, and he sees all this heimlich, and it's very interesting. He's not interested in going inside. It's too interesting outside. And you want him to go inside. So you have to coax him a little bit to get him in. So the Mechaber holds, this is not called feida. That means not, because he's, you're not trapping him. He's going to come into your house at night time. He wants to stay outside. There's a difference of opinion. He wants to stay outside. You want him to come in. It's good. So my house is, so you have to coax him a little bit. Go in. So this coaxing is not considered a tzeder afilu midrabbonim. That means that's his place. He belongs there. So even though now he wants to stay outside, it's not cold. I was sudden. That's if he wasn't a moirit. There's an animal that became rebellious. No. And you tell me to come in. I have my own 4 feet and I have my own seichel. I'm not interested in coming in. Now, this animal, a little coaxing, won't be too successful. You have to, it's a stickle of job to get him in. He doesn't want to come in. So here the Mechaber holds. Tonight he's going to come in. Tonight he comes in for his board and his food. At night he's going to come in. But now he's in a matzeb of defiance. Now he's not coming in. You have to use a lot of mishtabos to get him in. You want him in. So this case is a tzeda derabono. And it's also, if he's a moirid, if he defies you, and that's something, he's not so complying. He defies you by day. So even though in Yisod, he's nitzad voimet, he's still the rebellious, now he's only by day he's rebelling. At night he's going to come in and he's going to make sholem and he's going to sleep by you and everything. So this is Adarabon and the Ketzeder. So this is the Shitas HaMechaber. Now let us see the Lashon HaMechaber. Chaye bo'if sheber shusoy muta latsudan. You're permitted to trap them. That means to bring them into a place where they're not trapped, they're outside. You're permitted to bring them into a place where they'll be nitzin. But that is davke if they are not now in a rebellious matzav. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The rogel in his house, they're domesticated. Mutam, Hainu, Afilu Bachutz. Now they're outside in the middle of the street. I'm taking them from the outside and I'm going to bring him into a mokim that he's nitzin. Vatam, Kivin Shem B'nei Talbus. These are domesticated animals. Behugalu Bebayis. Umemeile Yazru Lebeisam Be'erim. That means, Afilu, I don't do anything. They will automatically, at night, they're coming back for their food, coming back for their board. V'noyach l'toyv sam, l'chein av she yotzu min abayis, not in the street. But we look at it, we take the whole, don't look at what is now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have to look at the whole picture. 7 o'clock at night, they're going to be in already. So we look at them, these animals now have a din of nitzoidim voim. They're trapped already. These animals are called trapped. Let's sign on. So now, but now he wants to stay outside to see, to watch what's happening. And I want this animal to go in. So I'm permitted to trap it, to coax him to get into a place where he'll be back in it. Ubilvad, shalait, lambiyo, they don't pick it up. Shekob alihaim, emuksim. Ela, reidef oisom. So how do you do it? You chase them, actually, consul lemokim tar, until they get into a small place, the noyel bilneim. So, the machabel, so what did I do? I took an animal, theoretically, and I trapped the animal. I chased him into a place, and that now when I locked the door, and he's trapped. Now he's really trapped. So if this would not be a domesticated animal, I chase another animal into this cage, into this coop, so I'd be chayav al seidim min ha'torah. But this animal, we have started with Timusa. Number one, he's domesticated. He's going to come back side by side. He's coming in the house side by side for board and food. And number two, he's only not so cooperative. He's not a moirin. He's not a moirin. But it's, he has to do a few establishments to coax him to get back into his coop and cage. So this is permissible. It's pato umutav. Aval im heim moirdim. But what if this animal in Shabbos, but Shabbos is something else, but in Shabbos he became stubborn, he's an action. Also let off some. So this same anhoge that we said before was mutav, this one, you're not allowed to trap him. Afilu b'chotzer, even in a chotzer godol, shim loy godloy bebnei odom oyu tzrichin mitzuda. That means, I'm not going to bring him into a coop. I want to bring this rebellious animal into a large yard. Now, this large yard, if he wouldn't have been a domesticated animal, in order to catch him, I couldn't catch him to chase him around. I wouldn't get him to shriyachis. I would have to trap him, take him. So I'm doing a tzeda derabonon. By normal animals, a tzeda derabonon. By him, it's a filu less than a tzeda derabonon, because in Yisod, he's a domesticated animal. Even though now, at the present time, he's rebellious. But since he is rebellious now, this is also shimagodmi yodmi yitzlicha mitzoyde. So Mamelis, even though he's not even completely trapped, it's also midarabonon. So I'm not allowed to trap it if he's now in the chotza. Im chotza godu, shim loy godloy ben bnei odom ayitzrichem etzayde. That means, if the animal now is in the chotza godu, and I want to take it out from a chotza godu into a cage, I'm not allowed to. But if now the animal is in a chotza kotten, the belavo in tzrichim lemetsudin, that means he's now in a chotza kotten. If I wanted to, I can catch, he's trapped already. But he's rebellious. If he's now in the chotzer kotten, and I'm telling him go into your coop, and he's rebellious, it's mutter because he's trapped already. He is completely trapped. But if he's in the chotzer godel, But the reason the chotzer godol she'im haino she'ar shav she'nisgabu bein anoshim. Now that he is domesticated and tzrichim la'metzoyda ki yaboyu ba'atzmo le'beisam la'erem. That means min ha'toyre is called a trapped animal because at night he's coming back. U'mikol mokin kivin she'mordu be'noyech le'tofsam. But since it was Moldu, and this is not too easy to catch them, v'ha-chotzer godol, and it's a chotzer godol, so we have a talkilera yusa. At the present time, he's not trapped. It's a tremendous chotzer. He's not trapped. If I chase him, I couldn't catch him. He's not trapped. Number one. Number two, he's rebellious. It's not a easy affair to trap him. He's rebellious now. So, Mezi Kain Seder, so it looks Kielu, I'm trapping him. So this is also Midarabonim. If the animal who in, at night is going to come back, but if by day, now he's in a large Shechotso, so it's Mezi Kseide, if I'm going to start chasing him and making tachbulas to make him a nitzid, so this is also midarabono. So the Baal, we hear the Dasa Mechaba that differentiated, we're talking about a domesticated animal, which in all cases at night is going to come midaited in Amshe back into his coop, back into his cage. But now it's Shabbos, so if he's not rebellious, it needs only a little hishtadlus to get him into his coop. So we say he's a trapped animal, it's not Merzi Kitzede, and you're allowed to run after him and to get him into his coop. Even from the outside, it can take him from the outside into a coop. But if he's rebellious now, Sarsulu, now he's in a chotzer, it's not from the outside, he's in a chotzer, which a chotzer alone is a shtikul nitzid midarabonim. And he will come back at night. Afalpikin in the chotzer, I'm not permitted to do ishtadlus to make him a complete nitzid, because it's merzi kitzede. This is the das of the mechaba. V'yesh oimrim, the Rambam says, da'osa lotzid chayiboy shebir shusoy v'im sodom potov. The Rambam disagrees with the Mechaba. The Rambam holds, even if he's not rebellious, that's what you said, if he's not rebellious, since he's going to come back at night. So I'm allowed to mitzot him, because it's called his nitzad voimen. The Rambam answers, afilu, he's not rebellious. That's a machlekes. And it's also midarabonim. So the awesome, Hainu Shein Bachutz. That means, according to the Merchaba, even though he's not rebellious. And if he's not rebellious, he's outside, I'm allowed to chase him in. According to the Ramah, you're not allowed to. Oy b'fnim b'bayis godo sheyesh b'yist shir tzeidet. So that means you still have to catch him. So according to the Ramah, this is also. The Hainu Shein Yochel Lahasik b'shiyach ha-suchnal b'reish ha-sim. So we have a machlekes by a domesticated animal that is not rebellious, am I permitted to do ishtadlus to betzod him, to bring him back into his coop? According to the Mechaber Smuta, according to the Zamoritz also. Uposko achoinim kayesh oimrim hazeh. That it's also. So now we know an animal, if it's not rebellious and it's a domesticated animal, is you are not allowed to do any hishtadlus to trap him. You're not allowed to do any hishtadlus to trap him, even though it doesn't necessitate too much hishtadlus, it is also, because this is also. Now, v'im yotzu, no, we'll stop here.